USA News, I am Dave Collins. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is slowing flights into the tri-state area airports. The FAA says smoke causes more delays in fog or rain because of the advanced navigation systems they use.
These systems work well through water droplets, but can be less effective through solid particles such as smoke and ash.
The FAA says air traffic controllers use additional safety measures during smoky conditions, including having greater distances between arriving and departing aircraft. It also limits the type of aircraft that can land based on their navigation equipment. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke blanketing the Northeast may start lifting before the end of the day. More than 20 teenagers are hurt after a deck collapsed at a park in Southeast Texas. The collapse happened this afternoon at Stallman Park in Surfside Beach during a summer camp event. Officials said 21 victims between the age of 14 and 18 were taken to the hospital, including five by helicopter. However, none of the teens sustained life-threatening injuries. California Governor Gavin Newsom proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. In a launch video, Newsom says it's a collection of four gun control measures.
It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. It mandates universal background checks and institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases.
It would also allow Congress, states, and local governments to enact additional gun safety regulations. Screen Actors begun negotiating with Hollywood producers. SAG-AFTRA has the power to call for a strike if no new deal is reached before midnight on June 30th. Neither side has issued a comment about how the first day of negotiations went on Wednesday. Mortgage rates are down for the first time in 3 weeks. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is averaging 6.71%. It's down from 6.79% from the week before. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Keith Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Former President Trump is requesting a new trial in E. Jean Carroll's sexual abuse and defamation case against him. A grand jury found him liable last month and ordered him to pay $5 million in damages. His team argues in a court filing the $2 million awarded to Carroll was grossly excessive because the jury found Trump didn't commit rape, but sexual abuse. Fox News is claiming former host Tucker Carlson violated his contract.
Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter on Wednesday. His attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Carlson, who had been Fox's top-rated primetime host, was let go in April. The first episode of his new Twitter show debuted Tuesday, with more than 60 million views less than 1 day since posting. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new clue that one person thinks could be linked to the Zodiac Killer has been found in the Sierra foothills. The clue was discovered from satellite images by an amateur sleuth who saw a 25-foot-wide rock formation that looked like a bullseye about 10 miles west of Tahoe. The Zodiac Killer used a similar bullseye pattern in the taunting letters he sent to police in the 1960s. The Panthers are looking to get on the board against the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final. Game 3 of the best-of-seven series takes place tonight in Sunrise. Florida's down 2-0 after losing the first two matchups in Las Vegas. Dave Collins, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.